Hello, Paul. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Nadine.
How's it going? Good. You know what's so weird? You're not going to believe me when I tell you this. I was just looking at your number earlier this morning, and I thought, well, I wonder how he's doing. Maybe I'll give him a call tomorrow.
I'm doing better than last time we spoke. I mean,
are
I can
you
pull the
good?
Trip at least for a month, yeah.
Got a little bit
of love in my bank account. And, yeah, I was thinking about this because I'm not super thrilled with my Angie's List. That's what I've been doing so far.
Uh-huh.
And it's okay, but it puts me automatically in competition with everybody else that they sold that lead to, you know?
Right.
So,
I know. Did
yeah.
you set a budget with them?
Yeah, we did $750 is what they do, and they give you $1,000 worth of leads
uh-huh.
by their price. Okay, and then it's just that I've done a couple of bids, and I haven't been, I guess, picked yet, you know, so I was a little disappointed. One of them,
oh, man.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Yeah, just, you know, you're always, the guy told me straight up, you're the fourth one here, you know, so anyway. And then another guy, he said he just talked to his wife and they decided they weren't going to, it was more money than they thought that it was going to be. So they just decided to wait, and he'd gotten a number of bids as well, but it more or less confirmed to him that really is the price. And they were just kind of like, oh crap. Well, I don't think we're ready to spend that kind of money right now.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm really trying to get my name out there so people, when they see who I am and they see my experience and background, they want me, and they don't want to necessarily shop around, you know, so.
And that's true, Paul. And you know, I'm sorry that you're having that experience with Angie's, but, I mean, it's their process, right? That's how they do it. You know what
I mean?
Yeah,
that's how they do it.
And, yeah. And I know that Victor called you, right? And, I just didn't want to bother you because I know that the last conversation we had 3 weeks ago, you had said, you know, I'm just not in a good spot financially. You know,
yeah,
I think you had mentioned too, you were paying rent in like two different spots, and it was just, it was
mm-hmm.
kind of financially a mess for you. And so I wanted to respect your time, you know,
yeah.
and let you, you know, kind of, you know, do what you got to do. Right. Now I want to be transparent though. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to ask you to stick it out 2 months because I'm going to tell you this, it's not going to happen overnight. It's just not.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to give you that realistic expectancy, okay?
Sure.
So just as long as we're on the same page, right? And again, you know, I mean, we're here to service you month in and month out and to earn your business. So I'll ask you to commit for 2 months, but you pay monthly. If at any time you feel like, hey, this is, I just can't do it no more, or I don't want to, or I need to put it on a pause, you can do that too, but you just got to call 3 business days because we want you to be able to compare the first month to the second, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you ready to give
this
a shot?
I think I could probably just pay for the 2 months right now so that's done.
Okay, you're like, so I'm just done with that and not worried about it, right? Okay. I mean, that's totally up to you.
Because you said it was 250, right?
You're
going to hold it to 250.
Uh-huh.
And that's locked in, and that was like that awesome deal for new business people or whatever.
Yes, that price is never, ever, ever going to change on you, no matter how long you're with us. It's always going to be that same rate, okay?
Okay.
So if you paid the 2 months, it comes out to $498, or you pay the $249 and then you pay the $249 the following month. You let me know how you want to do it.
I just do one payment right now for
know
what would
$249.
Be what it would be for 2 months, because I can I want to do it now before that money's gone and
I'm so
still,
it would be the $498.
I'm still working out my issues. Yeah.
So let's do this, Paul. What's the best email for you?
My work email, Paul.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You know, Paul@lastdayselectric.com.
Okay. Paul at lastdayselectric.com, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you guys, just to refresh my memory with all the support I'm going to get, okay, help me to remember, because I think you said, basically, we're going to help you build your website. We're going to help you to get an online presence so that when people Google me, Google whatever, electrical contractor, at least I'm going to show up on the list, because right now I'm not, you know. I have no Google presence, so you can help me to get a searchable.
We're
going to
get you verified through Google. Yes, we're going to get you verified through Google. We're going to create that Google business profile. We're going to optimize it, and we're going to maintain it on that first page. We're going to do content creation on Bing. Now, you haven't built a business Facebook page yet, right?
No, I only have a personal Facebook page, and I've been meaning to do that because I know so many people use Facebook nowadays. It's insane.
Okay. So what we're going to do...
It's too big of a platform to ignore. So.
Yeah, exactly. So here's what we're going to do. Now, I would encourage you create your Google business profile, or we can help you do it. But this package is going to include Facebook ads, excuse me. Facebook ads, remember, anytime that someone does a search on Google for your services, and even let's say they didn't call you, right? But they go to Facebook.
Yeah.
They're looking at pictures or stories. All of a sudden, they're going to see your ad appear. And that's what's going to help you reach more new clients. But we can run those ads to target an audience by interest, income level, or even by location. So as soon as they click on that ad, they will call you directly. I will tell you, a lot of our clients have seen great results.
Yeah, I'm sure. I know that's actually what I need. So I'm willing to invest in it for my advertising, and I could do 500 right now.
Okay. And remember, we're going to also build you the website, and then we're also going to attach that where you're listed, and then we cover the mobile platform so that whenever someone, you know, is using their iPhone, Android, or tablet, well, they'll still find you on the first page. Okay? So we're going to cover all of your bases, Paul. You're going to have a team dedicated to your account that's going to assist you with all of this. Okay? So anytime you want to run a promotion, you have an update, change, question, or concern, you're just going to contact customer service. We're here for you every step of the way. Okay? So
that's what I need to hear, because that's what I really need is the support in the back room, you know.
I'm going to tell you this. First and foremost, we want open communication between us and you. Okay? I'm the lead on the account. But like I said, we do everything within our company. You'll have a team dedicated to you. Now, our team is here to support you. We do all the work so you can focus on your jobs, right? However, we want you to keep that open line of communication with us because, like, let's say we call you with an update, right? Well, we want to make sure that you're at least responding to us within 24 business hours. We know sometimes you're in the middle of a job, you can't just answer the call. Right? So we want you to be responsive. I'm putting on this email that I'm going to be sending to you right now. I'm putting you are prepaying 2 months at $498.
Is it safe to assume that there won't be additional charges in those 2 months? I mean, that's
there
it.
There will Is not be none. None at all. There will not be no additional charges. What'll happen, and I'm going to walk you through the whole process. And I'll read it in the voice verification, too, that is recorded for your protection. I'm going to say in there that you are paying the 2 months at $498, okay? This is going to cover you from October 29th, right? So it's going to take you October 29th to November 29th before December 29th, okay? If you have not called us to say, listen, cancel the services, I need to discontinue, what's going to happen is on December 29th, it's going to automatically renew at $249. Otherwise, make sure you call at least 3 business days before that, or I'll even follow up with you just as a safety net for you in case it slips your mind. I will call you that week to see if you want to continue going month to month or how you want to proceed. If you say, Nadine, no, just let it run out and cancel, then I'll let the team know that future billing is to be erased. Okay, so you don't have that automatic charge. Does that make sense?
Okay.
And I'll read it to you in the verification recording. Yeah. Okay, so you don't worry about that. Okay, just to play it safe for you.
If this works, I mean, even, look, this is the way I'm looking at this. I mean, even one good job that nets me about 10 grand is going to pay for itself. If I get one, if I get one good service change out, that's a, that's anywhere from 8 to 12,000 bucks. So I mean, that's my target is I want to do panel upgrades. There's good money in it. And especially here in Colorado Springs, what they can make for a panel change out here is more than I could in Greeley, which is one of the reasons that I'm here. I just have to get my name out there and I, you know, I can compete with any of them. But right now, except for the fact that I don't have a work truck.
Yeah.
But as an individual, you know,
you'll get there.
I've been in business
before. You're going to get there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're going to get there. And that's why I said, like, listen, I mean, even you said it, hey, if I can get one job off of this that's going to pay for this and more, then heck, I'll pay for the full year if I have to, right?
I do that all day long.
One or two jobs. You know what I mean? It's just getting that one or getting that couple, getting back what you've invested. That's our goal. Okay.
Yeah. If we can target the ads so that we can reach people in particular to do panel upgrades, that's kind of where I want to start. You know, because I can pull permits, I can do panel upgrades. Residential service is my niche that I'm going for, whether it's, you know, mostly remodels because they pay. I mean, they're a pain, but they pay and they, you get more, per hour, I think, than you do on new construction.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's my target.
Good for you. I mean, that's amazing that you think in that sense. You know what I mean? And I'm happy to hear that. Really happy to hear that. Let me do this. Okay, let me see here. So I'm sending you this email. Now, I put it so that way at least you know the breakdown was $249 a month. But it's going to show that you're prepaying. I put it in highlighted yellow. Prepaying 2 months at $498. Okay. So that's what it comes out to. So that way you know everything that we're including in that package. Okay. Now, the next email you're going to receive, Paul, it's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. And what that one does is just gives you an overview of the reporting system on how you'll be able to track your results with us. So it's just a way that you're able to track that. Okay. So let me send that one to you now. Now, on this phone that we're speaking on, is this going to be the number that you want listed for the business, the 719-600-9719?
It is, yes.
Okay. All right. Let me do this.
So I do have two numbers to the cell phone. It's just one's personal and one's business, and that's the business line.
Okay, so that's the number that we're going to have listed on there.
No. Sure.
We wouldn't want to put it out there either. Okay. For sure. Okay.
Yeah. I've already had a couple leaks. I don't know why it auto defaulted to tell people personal all of a sudden. Yeah, I had to go back and, you know, sort of like manually change it back to business.
Yeah,
so it's not
for
that
sure.
big a deal right now because I haven't got a ton of exposure, but boy, it sure can be a big deal. If you're,
well, and
I mean, it's the same cell phone.
Yeah. Now, for sure, so this phone number, the 9719, that ends with 9719, that's the best number for us to call you on too, right?
Yeah, it is. It's all business related, so that's fine.
Perfect.
But
okay.
You could, I mean, I don't care if you guys call me on my personal, but the general public, like the masses, I need to keep that. The business, and I mean, really, it's all business, so yeah, it's the best one.
We'll just keep it as this one. I don't want to put your personal one unless you prefer us to call you personal one. We're just going to keep it as this one for now. Okay. Paul, what's your last name?
Shelley, spelled S-H-E-L-L-E-Y.
Okay. And then now I have the company name listed as Last Days Electric. Do you want the LLC included?
Yeah, we better, just because that's officially what it is.
Okay.
You know, LLC.
Perfect. And then now your billing address that's associated with this business, is it the 5185 Pony Creek Circle? That shows
right
on your Angie's list. Colorado Springs,
yeah.
Colorado 80919.
Yep.
Okay. Now,
yeah.
I'm assuming this is your home address. We're going to hide the address. We don't want anyone knowing where you live at, so that will not be visible, just an FYI. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, that's
okay.
a good idea.
Yes. Now, for the billing, the card that you're going to be using today to make the payment, does that card have your name, the business name, or
it
is
does.
It in both?
Both.
Both? Okay. How does your name read on there?
Paul Everett Shelley.
Everett is spelled out.
Everett.
Okay.
Last Days Electric, LLC. They're both on
okay.
the card.
Okay, perfect. Same billing address as well?
Yep.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And the card number when you're ready?
4639. 4201-0899-0921.
Expiration month and year?
09/29.
And the CVV code on the back?
819.
Now, I'm going to put a security question on your account here with us. I'm not charging the card yet until we do the voice verification. The security question, you have a choice of three. Either your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
And what was her maiden name?
Is it the last name they're talking about?
Yes, the last name before she got married. Uh-huh.
Done. D-U-N-N.
Okay. Now, I'll tell you why we put the security question. I want you to get into the habit whenever we call you to always ask us, what's my security question? Because if at any time somebody hangs up on you, Paul, you know that it was not us calling. Okay?
Okay.
So always ask, what's that security question? And we do it for your protection, because once you start having more presence online, you might get companies calling you that are trying to sell you other type of online products or what have you. They are not associated with us. We will not ask you for more money. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn on the recording. Okay? And it reads like this. Oh, by the way, if there's something that you don't understand when I'm walking you through it, Paul, you stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? So that way we can go back and review it and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure
okay.
that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Okay, sure.
Okay. Let me just let my manager know when the next payment should be if you go automatic after that. Should be December 29th. I can't believe we're almost getting to the end of the year. Also,
yeah,
for your tax purposes,
end.
We're going to send you a receipt once the payment is processed. Save it for your tax purposes because marketing is a write-off. Okay? FYI.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Okay.
So please state the name of your business.
Oh, sorry. Last Days Electric, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Paul Everett Shelley. I'm the business owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, Paul, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, Just please be advised, you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes, like I mentioned, we might call you with an update and you can't just pick up the phone. Just make sure that you reply to us within 24 business hours. Also be aware that there might be companies calling you that are trying to sell you other type of online products. Again, they are not associated with us. We're not going to call you to spend more money. However, I want you to get into the habit of always asking, what's my security question? Because if at any point somebody hangs up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Can you repeat that? Do I agree? Well, I'm going to read back.
Well,
I'm
let me explain it first.
Do I agree? Okay. All right.
Let me explain it. What we're saying here, I always explain it anyway, so you're good. What we're saying here is we're not saying that you can't do additional marketing, okay? What we're saying, okay, is that if you're going to do other marketing, just give us a call and just say, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing. We'll reference it to make sure that it's not already a service that we're providing, just because we don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. So that's what that means. Okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, that's fine.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today's date, which is October 29th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $498. This is going to pay for the two-month verbal commitment that we ask from you. Okay, so this is going to cover you for 2 months. Now, once your term is completed, okay, the 2 months, then what's going to happen is it's going to automatically renew on the 29th day of December 2024 in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is a number that I'm just about to text you right now. Now, that number is going to be 877-635-6225. Now, if you need to pause or cancel the account, okay, I would suggest that you call us 3 business days before the 29th of December. However, I'm going to put it on my calendar to call you that Monday to see if you want to continue, okay? Whether you want to pay a few months ahead of time, whether you want to do the month-to-month, or just cancel. Okay, if I'm looking at my calendar for December 29th, that is on a Sunday. So what I'm going to do, and that's going to be right around Christmas. Actually, what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to call you on the 20th of December. Okay, so let me put
jump ahead before Christmas. Yeah,
I'm going to jump a little bit more ahead before Christmas, okay? Let me put that down that I'm going to call you on the 20th. So on December 20th, I'm going to call you to see, Paul, if you want to continue just doing month to month, if you want it to just cancel out, or if you want to pay a few months ahead of time or what have you, okay?
All right.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, just again, keep in mind, it's always got to be 3 business days before, but I want to play it safe, and I will do the courtesy of calling you on December 20th, okay, just to see, hey, are we going to proceed forward, or what would you like to do, okay?
Yeah.
I think that's a little bit more safer since that week is like, oh my gosh, I can't believe, don't even remind me about Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to pay last year's bill. I feel like every year, and you're not, listen, when I tell you this, like, I wish it was like when I was a kid. You know, when I was a kid, my mom, and it's hilarious, we always got new undergarments for Christmas, right? And we got like one special toy. That was it. You know, I mean, we grew up not very, you know, we were, my mom was a single parent, you know, and doing it by herself, you know. There were times where my uncle, my mom came from a big family, and my uncle would literally give my mom money to go buy us a Christmas tree or what have you. We had the Charlie Brown Christmas tree, okay? So, you know, but needless to say, it was, it's not like now. Now it's like such a chore what you buy these kids. You know what I mean? When they're older. It's like, you know, kind of takes the fun out of it, right? And I try to tell them, what are we really celebrating? You know, and I think that's what we need to reflect on most, right? I don't know. I'm a believer, and I just kind of try to take it back to that. I didn't always think like this all the time. You know what I mean?
I'm with you.
You know, Paul, it's now that I'm older. Yeah, it's now that I'm older that now I'm like, wow. I had a pastor literally say this. He's like, I wish that I would have done this a lot earlier. I'm glad that I'm not.
This being, just scaling it back, you mean?
Meaning him, like, for example, he's all, as a pat, he goes, everything that I'm doing now, I wished I would have done earlier in my early years. Instead of wasting that time partying and doing whatever, I should have been focusing more on my relationship with the Lord.
Oh yeah, he's just waiting on us to figure it out. I mean,
he's like, I'm here. I'm just waiting for you guys to get together. That's all.
Well, since you shared that, I want to share just one quick thing. It's really good.
Yeah, please.
This other, I forget the source exactly, but it was along these lines. The guy had said, you know, Lord, salvation is instantaneous, and I'm safe and, you know, from hell, and I'm going to be in heaven with you. But, you know, why then, if that can happen instantly, why then is sanctification take so long and is this so tedious to grow up in the faith? And he felt that the Lord impressed upon him the answer is that because for salvation, you're not involved. That's all me.
But for sanctification...
Though. It is. It's like for to be sanctified, to grow up in the faith, it does involve both you and God.
Yes.
And your choices, basically, your obedience and willing, you know, everything, willingness to follow, to repent and just trust Him more. And that's why. That's why. And then the glorification on the other end of that is also all of God, where He instantaneously takes us, you know, strips us of our sin natures, and we're going to be made holy and allowed in His presence as holy.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Anyway. I know my pastor was saying on Sunday, he's like, you could never make God love you any more than what He already does.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do that will make Him love you any more than what He does. And I'm like, wow. And some of us feel like, oh my gosh, it's everything that I do. And, but you know, you can be the best person, but if you haven't accepted Him as, you know, your personal savior, I mean, isn't that kind of sad?
Oh yeah.
You know, you could be the best person in the world, most kindest, not even one mean bone in your body, but if you haven't accepted Him as your Lord and Savior, you might be in trouble. You know?
Big trouble.
Yeah.
Because it's not based on us anyway. It's based on what.
No, it's not. Exactly. His grace. And I'll tell you, I don't deserve it. That's for sure. Now,
a lot of people get it wrong. We just,
No, and you're right. I don't. I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. And I'm given His grace. And sometimes, like with family members, my husband reminds me, show them grace. Remember how He's shown you. And I'm like, oh, I can't argue that. Even though they've hurt me emotionally, you know, or, you know, just I don't have to like them. I have to love them, but I don't have to like them. And I don't have to have a relationship with them, but I pray for them.
Yeah.
Right. I don't resent, and I forgive, but sometimes it's kind of tough, and I tell my husband, that's why I'm not him, because I, you know, but again,
yeah,
you
we
know,
want to take revenge, you want to even the score, and yeah, that's what our
and
flesh,
it's not
our
ours. It's not ours. Yeah. It's for him to deal with, not us. And my pastor spoke on pain. You know, the pain that we go through, sometimes it's for God to catch our attention. And I thought about that.
And he doesn't waste anything, too. Remember,
no.
He doesn't waste any of it. Any of the difficult times, he uses those things as a pruning mechanism. The Father says, or it says the, nobody can come to the Son unless the Father draws him, but then it's the Father that prunes. He does the pruning, and that's difficult. It's uncomfortable and painful, but he doesn't
waste. Oh, tell me about it.
Anyway, so, yeah.
It's always such an amazing conversation with you. I'm getting my demons in.
I hear you.
I'm putting panel upgrades. Amen. Panel upgrades, electrician, what else do you want me to notate on here? They're going to go over more with you in detail during your client interview tomorrow, but I want to put some notes for them to start from.
One of the biggest things that sets me apart is the fact that I've been a state electrical inspector in Colorado in three different jurisdictions. Yeah, so that sets me apart from a lot of.
I'm gonna put that on a special note. Okay, so you are.
I have been. I'm not currently.
Okay.
But I have been for over a decade. So not just a newbie, but I did over a decade with DORA in the state of Colorado in three jurisdictions. So I've been vetted like nobody you would ever meet before.
How do you want me to notate this on a special note? Because I think that's something we should mention on your website that really stands you out
for
the rest.
I would,
so he has been over a decade. Say that one more time.
As a state electrical inspector.
As a state
electrical inspector with DORA. So I say with DORA because in many parts of the state, they have private inspections.
Okay.
And I'm distinguishing myself from the private when I say with DORA.
With the state of Colorado?
State of Colorado and in three different jurisdictions. So I started in Craig. I went to Gunnison and then back to the Front Range in Fort Collins. And every time you move, the reason I say that is every time you go somewhere new, everybody gets a shot at you, like when you try to enforce the rules, okay? So I believe me, like I said, it's vetting, like you better know what you're talking about, let's just say that.
Yeah. Right?
Okay, so that's the first thing. And then there's a second the second thing that distinguishes me from other master electricians and business owners is that I am also an electrical instructor with the IEC, or I have been. Again, these are both in my past. I'm not currently with them, but I have 6 years of experience training apprentices, first-year apprentices as an electrical instructor, both online and in person.
Okay, let me see how we're going to word that because I want it to sound really good. Because I'm putting these in the notes, and I think it's super important for that to be listed on there for you because I think that's a good bullet point, you know. Got that he has been over a decade as a state electrical inspector with DORA in three jurisdictions and then jurisdictions in Colorado.
Right.
And then 6 years, we're putting here 6 years of.
As an electrical instructor.
6 years as an electrical instructor, as an electrical. Uh huh.
For
both
IEC,
in person. For IEC?
Mm hmm. Yeah, they're one of the biggest in the nation.
Okay. For IEC,
and then,
both. In person and online?
Yes. And I had good success, really, with both of those things. Just I parted ways with DORA eventually. We didn't see we didn't see eye to eye in our, basically my Christianity butted heads with their liberalism, and I ended up parting ways, but I don't need to say any of that. So the other thing with the IEC, there's a third bullet point that's really important.
Okay.
You know how a lot of professions have, they require continuing education. So
yes.
They call them CEUs, continuing education units. I've instructed, master electricians, journeymen, residential wiremen in all four competencies of their continuing education. Okay, so this is again through the IEC.
I'm putting instructed master electricians,
journeymen,
and what else?
Residential wiremen. So
and
all three
residential wiremen. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
In
all four of core that what they call the core competencies. And I can list those if you want, but I don't think it's necessary.
Yeah, no. In all four core competencies.
As an electrician.
As an electrician.
There's one. Yep. And then there's one more really important thing, and this is sort of the pinnacle of, in my view, it's one of the most prestigious things that you can do.
Okay.
So if you want to get licensed as an electrician, often they'll recommend that you go through a code class that is basically a license preparation class.
Uh-huh.
With the IEC, there's only a couple people that they allow that, to teach that, and I was one of the ones that was selected to teach that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's what, I mean, of all the instructors they have, so even within the instructors.
I'm gonna put also instructed for license preparation class. Is that how you want me to notate it?
I would say prestigious license preparation class, intended to basically let them pass their exam. Like, the idea would be they go through that class, they go test, they pass their test.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
That's
so
the idea.
I'm putting this as notes so that way they can go over that with you as well. But I have the over a decade as a state electrical inspector with DORA in three jurisdictions in Colorado, 6 years as an electrical instructor for IEC, both in person and online, instructed master electricians, journeyman and residential wireman, and all four core competencies as an electrician.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also put also instructed for prestigious license preparation class.
Yes. And then I have a total of 31 years in the electrical trade. So
31
years in
the electrical trade. Okay, perfect. Because this is stuff that I think would be important in your on your website. Now, with the keywords I've put so far, the panel upgrades, because I know that's a big one for you, electrician, what else do you want to be listed for, like wiring upgrades, EV stations?
Hot tub connections.
Electric
vehicle connections, hot tub connections, let's see, the panel upgrades, just branch circuit, additional branch circuits or add branch circuits. You could just say remodel, I mean, basically remodels, that's what they're going to want, like branch circuits, lighting upgrades, generator connections.
Uh-huh.
And I'm working on, I can't say solar yet because I want to get NAPSEP certified first. But eventually I'd like to move into the solar market because there's incredible money there.
Okay.
Incredible. But before I do that, I want to get my certifications. So NAPSEP certification, I can't say that yet. I'm not ready yet, but I will.
Okay. When you are, let us know and we can update it. Okay. Now, is this just residential or residential and commercial? What's your preference? Or both?
I can do both, but I'm going to say my initial emphasis is in residential not commercial.
Okay.
So I'm kind of back burnering that until I get a crew and I get more.
Okay.
I'm going to hire a journeyman for that, you know.
So I'm going to put residential for now. And then now tomorrow, okay, I'm going to schedule a client interview for you. The client interview, Paul, we're going to block out an hour. It can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little bit longer. It just depends really on how many questions or details you have. So I want to make it,
okay.
Yeah, I want to make it at a time that's going to be convenient for you. How does your schedule look?
Let me take a peek.
Because I know you're 1 hour ahead of me right now, right?
I'm on mountain time. I think that's correct, yeah.
Yeah, because
you're
right
in California
now
first.
Yeah, I'm 3:14, so you're 4:14, right?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, yeah.
Let's see. I'm actually just transitioning a service right now where I live, and so I can work around it. I can work whenever, tomorrow.
So let me tell you the times that I have, and whatever time I give you is in your time zone. I have 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, and then I have 3 to 4, 4 to, or I'm sorry, I have 2 to 3, 3 to 4, 4 to 5.
Let's just do about 10. Did you say 10 to 11?
I do have a 10 to 11. Yeah. You want that time?
Yeah, 10 o'clock.
Okay. So what's going to happen is tomorrow we're going to call you from an 877 number between 10 and 11 o'clock. I'm going to send you a reminder an hour before just in case you forget. So it'll be a reminder sent to you that it's coming up in the next hour. I will tell you this. That if I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I will be the one calling you to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, they will call you directly if I'm not available. However, when we call you, Paul, let's say you're in the middle of something and you need 5 or maybe you need 10 more minutes. Just pick up the call and just say, can you guys call me right back? We will call you right back. We don't want you to miss the appointment because the sooner we get you through it, you know, the faster we're moving. Okay.
Okay.
So let me send that invite to you. And then, I mean, like I said, we'll call you right back if we have to. It's not a big deal. You know, we just want to make sure that we at least get to it. You don't need to be in front of a computer, but it can take a little bit longer, again, depending on how many questions or details you have. And they're really good. So, you know, I always stress it takes 30 to 40 minutes. We know sometimes, too, you're in the middle of a job. If we don't get finished through all of it, you need us to call you back, we can do that too, but we try to get it done in that same time frame. Okay?
This will be really unique because I'm working where I live right now.
Right. So, okay.
That's fine. And I'm even alone in the house right now. Like they took off for a little vacation. So because we changed over the service.
Uh-huh. And I'm going
over. So the power's going to be off, right?
Oh, man. I'm going actually on a women's retreat with our church. It's called Coming Out in Gold. My pastor's wife blessed me. You know, my husband and I do a lot for the church. We don't do it for the church or for perks. We do it, you know, in his name, right? It's what God puts on our hearts. I'm told I have the heart of a servant. So, my pastor's wife one day says, Nadine, you're going to the women's retreat. I've already paid for it. The hotel is paid for.
Wow.
Everything you have, there is not anything you need to pay for. We ordered your shirt. So her and one of the other sisters went in on it. And, you know, my husband does dialysis and I don't ever go on retreats because I don't want to leave him alone and my husband's gone on retreats where he's gone to the mountains and like whatever burdens he has, he left on the mountain and he says he came back a completely different person, like a weight lifted off of him. It was just him and God up on that mountain, you know? And he's like, you've got to have this experience. I mean, it's going to be in San Diego. It's not on a mountain, but it's going to be at a hotel and it's just 3 days of like complete like service going on. You know, it's going to be good. I hear so many good experiences and so many breakthroughs of women that have gone in. So I'm super excited. And, oh, super awesome. I'm like so stoked about it, but that's the blessing that I got. My pastor's wife was like, nope. And I said, are you sure? I mean, I can make payments. And she's like, no, no, it is paid for. You have nothing to worry about. I'm letting you know that you're going. So my husband's like, you need to go. And of course, you know, the enemy wants to put the doubt in. But my sister-in-law is like, don't worry. We'll keep an eye on my brother. He's fine. I worry about, is he going to take his meds on time? I'm a control freak. That's my problem. So yeah, so I'm super excited. Now, I'm
that
putting down.
Really cool.
Yeah, I'm super stoked. I'm putting down licensed and insured. Your Facebook page, if you want, I'm going to put on here needs business page. Either we can create it for you or you create it yourself and just send us the link to add us on as managers. Whatever's easiest for you. If we do
business
it.
Business Facebook page?
Yeah, the business Facebook page. If we create it, we're going to need your personal page so that way we can create it through that page. So this way you have access to it.
Okay. Now you can create it. I can give you access to my personal Facebook.
Okay. What are you under? Just your first and last name, Paul Shelley?
Yeah, there's no alias. I don't like to come up with a different name or anything.
Okay.
I am who I am.
You're like, okay, I'm going to put in Colorado, see if I can find you. Do you know what your profile picture is?
Yeah, it's me with a head bandana on. It's more of a personal feel to it. But,
okay.
When I was working out, like I'm getting ready to go into a Rocky movie or something.
Really? Okay, I got to check this out. There's like a whole bunch of Paul Shelleys. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I had one lady I was on the phone recently said, you know, I know another person with your name, but he's not even from the United States. I'm like, what? Really?
You're like, no way. So, let me see if I'll search it by Colorado.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see.
I should do it too so I can see if I can help you out.
Lives in Denver, but he goes by Pablo. This one goes by Pablo. Let me see.
Trying to think what else I could do to.
So, there's a way. Are you looking at your Facebook through your phone?
I have an app, and I just clicked on the app.
Okay.
The page.
So, do you see, what do you have, an iPhone or Android?
An iPhone.
Okay. When you're looking at your profile, you'll see where it says edit, and to the right, there should be like these three lines or three dots. Let me look at my phone.
More. Yeah, mine says more. Yeah.
Okay.
And the three lines.
Yes, the three lines, you're going to click on that. It's going to take you to your settings. Right? And then when you click, you'll click on the three dots, takes you to the settings, the profile settings page. Scroll all the way to the bottom. There's something that says copy profile link.
I've got my activity, my information, community standards, and legal policies, profile and tagging. Let's see.
It'll be towards the bottom.
The last thing I have on the bottom is community standards and legal policies.
Okay, go back to your profile when you're looking at it, where it says edit. So when you're looking right only, like you're on your actual profile page, there's add a story, edit profile, and then there's these three dots, right?
Let's see. I'm on my home. I went back to my home page, and I have a menu with three lines.
Okay. Let me see.
I'm on my phone, so it might look a little different depending on what kind of device you're.
Yeah, I have the iPhone. What you need to do is get to where it's your profile, not the home where you're looking at everybody's posting. I need you to be on actual profile.
Yeah. Okay. And then edit profile?
You're going to go see how it says edit profile in the three little dots?
Yeah.
Click on the three little dots.
Okay.
Scroll to the bottom.
Yep. Copy link. Or copy profile link at the bottom.
Okay. Yep.
Copied. Yep.
And then you're going to go to the text message that I sent you, right?
Okay. And reply that link back.
And reply to it. Yep. And then I should get it. What are your hours of operation?
That is a good question. I'm going to say 8 a.m. I mean, really, 8, realistically.
Okay.
6.
8 to 6. Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Saturday.
And then I'm going to push you for the 50-mile radius, right?
Yeah, I want to keep it close, so that's probably about right. 50's fine.
Okay. So we'll put 50. I mean, that's the furthest that we can target with the Facebook ads. If you ever want to bring it in closer, just let us know. Do you already have a business logo set up, or do you need us to make one for you? It doesn't cost you anything.
I need help with that, yeah. The only thing I've come up with so far is, in cursive, I'm thinking in descending order, in cursive, L,
okay.
The capital L, the capital D, and the capital E. So
I'm going to put, have some ideas. Some ideas.
I need a little help
and then
with that.
Yeah, and then they'll make it for you. Do you have any pictures?
I do. I have all kinds of stuff on my
phone
that I've been
taking. Oh, good.
Cameras and videos, because I've been using that. I told the other person I've been using that to invoice. So.
Oh,
awesome. Yeah.
Okay.
It was sort of for a different intended purpose, but a lot of the work that I've done over the last 4 months has been documented.
Good. And then what, when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
I mean, initially a text is best.
Okay.
I'm most responsive to text. I get my emails on my phone as well. So that would be second, and then the phone call third, probably.
Okay,
I don't mind talking on the phone. It's just normally just the initial contact, text me, and then if I can call, if we need to talk, then
I'll put
call,
text.
You know, after.
Yeah, I'll put text and phone whenever we communicate with you.
Okay.
This way, at least we know how to communicate with you. In case you don't answer to the text, then we'll call you. You know. Okay.
My email is just saturated. So it's just a marketing landing page is what it is now.
Yeah. No. That's okay. No worries. And then what are the forms of payments that you typically accept? Like, do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal?
I have a PayPal. And I want to lean towards more of the electronic stuff.
Okay.
So I can do, Zelle, I can do.
Okay.
I can do a direct payment. I can even do a direct payment. Account to account, but I don't know if I want my account number out there too much.
Yeah, I would say cash, Zelle, PayPal is a good one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever start taking
I can probably do a Venmo. I'm working on Venmo. I think that it's a subsidiary of PayPal. Like, it's basically a spinoff of that. I just haven't set it up yet.
Yeah, I noticed that it is too. So, when you set up the Venmo, let us know. Okay, we can add it on there. Okay, not a problem.
I can't.
All right.
Right now, I can't take debit or credit cards over the phone. But in this culture, I know I need to be able to probably.
Yeah.
The
PayPal account, is it a business one?
No, it's just a personal one.
Okay.
But I believe I can use it. I think I can use it for business because I can link whatever account to my PayPal, and I just haven't linked my business account yet. So
I'm going to ask them to talk to you about the PayPal integration.
Okay.
To him about this. Okay, so because I'm not sure if it's with your personal or if you have to have a business PayPal, but I believe we can integrate it as a way for your clients to make payments with you through the website using their Visa or their debit card or whatever. But it's linked to your PayPal. I don't know if it has to be a business one, but I want the team to talk to you about that. Okay, just in case.
Okay, sure.
So it might be an option for you, which would be a good thing, you know?
Especially because I can just put a QR code in front of them and it takes them straight to my page to pay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I put on here for them to talk to you about this. I'm going to put maybe on it. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm going to put talk to him about this. He has a personal PayPal account. Okay. And then we're almost done. I probably need just like about 2 minutes. So. There's two emails that I need you to find. One is going to say Google verification action photos needed. We sent it both to your email and in a text message. I know you've gotten a lot of them from us, so it might have gotten buried. But there's that one and the one that says initial invoice.
That one's not so bad. My work email's not so bad. I'm talking about my personal email.
Oh, God.
I have to get a separate one. Yeah, I'm upward of about, I don't know, 18,000 or so.
Oh, man.
My other one. Yeah, so I just, for my business, I'm like, I have to get a separate one for my business. And it's not so bad. So, yeah, I just opened it up like when I did the business, you know. I had to come up with Last Days Electric, and that's what I came up with. So I can find emails pretty easily. I've been monitoring that, you know, more closely than my other. I just got beat up so bad. I'm like, I surrender.
You're like, I'm done.
Yeah,
I know. You know what? My personal Gmail, I don't even, like, every time, every time I go into it and I think I'm deleting, like, I'm like, oh my gosh, how many things did I subscribe to?
Yeah, too many. Or just, I just got out there on the dark web for a while, and they got my number. I mean, I get some stuff that's still just like I need to clean up all my data's out there, and I just like, man. So that's a concern. Like, I want to protect my work stuff far more diligently than I have my personal.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
Now, what are the two emails again that I need to find if you can give me those?
One will say initial invoice, and the other one is going to say action photos needed for Google verification.
Okay.
So whichever one you find first.
Google.
Yes, Google verification, that one. Correct. Okay.
Okay.
So what this one is basically we send you a list of photos that we need pictures of, okay? It's a list of pictures that we need to get you verified through Google. Now, some of those you might not have, and that's okay. You're just going to send us the ones that you can. So, for example, you're going to send us a picture of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle with the license plate showing, okay? Send us a picture of your business license, your business insurance. If you have business registration, send us a photo of that. If you hand out business cards, send us a picture of that. If you do invoices, right, send us a photo of that, but not with the client's information on it, obviously, right? Workspace is like if there's a corner in your garage where you store your tools, send us a photo of that. Again, send us a picture of what you have and what you don't have. Don't worry about it. Okay.
That's going to be a rough one right now. It's kind of bad right now.
It's okay.
But I'll do what I can. I'm written out, you know, this guy, we basically traded out and I'm doing is electrical, and he's giving me a place to live. So it's his house.
It's so okay.
I don't have a work, you know, official work truck. But
it is okay.
I'll do what I can.
Just do what you can. Don't even worry about it. Okay. Just like I said, send us what you can and what you don't have to worry about. You got your license and insurance, right? That's the most important.
Yeah, that